Cardiovascular Exercise Aerobic Exercise. Benefits of cardiovascular exercise, also called aerobic stretching and resistance exercises, are very important for good health and a good quality of life. These exercises can strengthen your body and make it easier and safer for you to do cardiovascular exercise. Cardiovascular exercise is especially important because if it is done regularly and properly, it can reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes. It can also increase your overall endurance and your ability to deal with the daily stresses and challenges of life. Cardiovascular exercise may also increase your life expectancy and your physiological ability to recover from certain illnesses. Overall, cardiovascular exercise carried out regularly can greatly increase the quality of your life. What is cardiovascular exercise? Cardiovascular exercise is aerobic exercise, or aerobics, which are movements that are carried out fast enough and for a long enough time to raise the heart rate to a relatively high level. The movements include jogging, fast dancing, a gymnastic routine, and any exercise that can be carried out long enough and fast enough to raise the heart rate to high levels. When cardiovascular exercises are carried out properly, it raises the heart rate to the maximum safe level for at least 10 to 20 minutes. This is a relative concept, and so is cardiovascular exercise in general, because the maximum safe level for one individual may not be safe for another. For example, one individual might be in relatively poor physical condition, and walking a mile or two brings his heart rate up to the maximum safe level. With this example, the walking is cardiovascular exercise. However, for an individual that is in good shape and jogged several times a week, the walking would not be cardiovascular exercise. For this individual, jogging, aerobic dancing, or a gymnastic routine would be cardiovascular exercise. Shoes for aerobic activities. Cardiovascular exercise is one of the problems with most cardiovascular exercises is the impact or stress on the feet and ankles. The stress can be reduced with proper shoes that have good cushioning. For most types of aerobic activity, there are special shoes available, such as jogging shoes, basketball sneakers, tennis shoes, and walking shoes. Thus, the ideal shoes depend on the aerobic activity, and more importantly on the nature and structure of your feet. The ultimate determining factor of the ideal shoes is shoes that produce the least amount of stress on your feet for a given aerobic activity. Thus, theories about the ideal shoe are only relevant if they hold true for your feet and the way you perform a specific type of cardiovascular exercise. However, usually, but not always, more expensive high-quality shoes with very good cushioning that are made for the aerobic activity that you are doing are the best. Clothing for aerobic activities. Cardiovascular exercises. There are also specialized clothing for the various types of aerobic activities. However, from the perspective of performing cardiovascular exercise, the only important factors as far as clothing is concerned is ease of movement and comfort. This includes clothing that is comfortable for the temperature or weather conditions that relate to the exercise. For example, jogging clothes in the summer should be very thin, and in the winter moderately heavy. With most types of exercise, including aerobics, feeling slightly warm is okay, but feeling slightly chilly is not okay. You should keep this in mind when dressing for aerobic activities. Another important consideration in this regard is clothing that keeps the legs relatively warm. Very often, people engage in aerobic activities in shorts, with the legs completely exposed. This is perfectly okay in very hot weather or in a warm environment indoors. However, under other conditions it may increase the risk and level of muscle strain in the legs, because when muscles and ligaments are cold, they are less flexible and more susceptible to damage. After jogging and many other aerobic activities, it is not uncommon to have muscle strain and mild pain in the legs. This level of muscle strain might be reduced substantially if the legs are kept warm with clothing. Ideally, with aerobic activities, the legs should be very warm and sweaty, and the rest of the body mildly warm. Many people dress for aerobic activities in terms of precise styles. This is perfectly okay, as long as the clothing adhere to the requirements described above. The style of dress can be quite important to some people when aerobic activities are carried out in a social environment. This can involve an environment where people make new acquaintances and friends. All of this can make cardiovascular exercise easier and more pleasant. Music can make aerobics cardiovascular exercise more pleasant for most people. Music can distract from the discomfort that may result from cardiovascular exercise. Music also can provide a rhythm or beat that helps you pace your exercise. Music is generally used in aerobic classes that involve aerobic dance movements. It can, of course, easily be used in any exercise done at home with no difficulty. Music can also be used for aerobics that are carried out on the city streets or in parks, including jogging and walking, with a portable player and a pair of headphones. There are many types of battery-operated portable music players that are small enough to fit in a pocket. MP3 players are the ideal, because they are extremely tiny and very light, and they have no moving parts that can be damaged from the vibrations of exercise. It is rather common to see joggers with headphones and portable players exercising in Central Park and elsewhere. Music can even be used in the gym or a health club with certain exercises. There are some exercises that involve machines where the headphone wire can be tangled, and with such devices, of course, headphones should not be used. In general, listening to music with headphones can present some risks. The music and headphones can block out environmental noise, which certainly appears to be desirable. However, the noise can be from a car or truck while you are jogging across a city street. This might increase the chances of being run over or killed by an automobile, unless you are very cautious. The ideal solution is to remove headphones whenever you are jogging in any areas where there is any type of traffic, from cars, trucks, buses, and trains. Even bicycles can be a significant hazard. These hazards can also be reduced by using headphones that are small and do not block out all of the environmental noise. Setting the music volume at a moderate level, so you can hear what is going on around you, will also reduce hazards. Moderate settings whenever headphones are used can also prevent ear damage. How often should cardiovascular exercise be carried out? Most sources recommend at least 3 sessions of cardiovascular exercise per week, with each session lasting at least 30 minutes. This might not be the optimum level, and the concept is more complicated than most sources suggest, because there are many factors involved. I discussed this in the following paragraphs. The following ideas are important for all types of aerobics, including jogging, but they are equally important for resistance exercises, including weightlifting if very vigorous exercise is consistently carried out more than 3 days a week. It can have some significant adverse consequences. It can lower your energy levels, cause aches and pains, and even serious medical problems. This is called overtraining. The ideal for most people is to carry out very vigorous exercise involving a specific group of muscles, such as the muscle groups involved with typical aerobic exercises, for 3 days each week. You should separate these exercise sessions by at least 2 days, to ensure maximum recovery. This ideally should be coupled with 4 days of moderate to low levels of related exercises. An example will clarify this concept. For aerobic exercise, involving the muscles in the legs and feet, you can do vigorous exercise, such as jogging, for 3 days a week, every 2 or 3 days. For the remaining 4 days in the week, you can do slow jogging, fast walking, or aerobic dance movements with a moderate level of intensity. In other words, 3 days of vigorous exercise and 4 days of moderate cardiovascular exercise is probably the ideal for most people. However, to engage in such an exercise program, it is necessary to understand what vigorous and moderate exercise means. It is important to understand that these are relative terms. Vigorous exercise for one person might be dangerously stressful or excessively mild for another individual. For example, an individual that is very weak, with illnesses, and has not exercised since childhood, vigorous exercise might involve walking 5 blocks in 30 minutes, and mild exercise might be walking 2 blocks in 20 minutes. The other extreme is a healthy and exceptionally strong and athletic individual who has been exercising throughout life. For an individual in this category, jogging 3 to 5 miles at a pace of 9 minutes per mile might be vigorous exercise. Mild exercise might involve running 2 miles in 20 minutes. Ideally, your goal should be to determine what is mild exercise for you and what is vigorous exercise for you. To do this requires a common sense self-appraisal, coupled with a little experimentation and trial and error with the exercises of your choice. It is important to understand what is vigorous exercise for you today will probably be mild exercise for you in a matter of weeks or months. However, if you are struck by illness, just the opposite might be the case. What is mild exercise for you today might be vigorous exercise after an illness has struck and during the recovery. Losing physical abilities. This applies to all types of aerobics, such as jogging, as well as resistance exercises, such as weightlifting when your exercise program is interrupted by unusual circumstances or illness. Your physical abilities will diminish to varying degrees. With some illnesses, especially if surgery is involved, your abilities can be reduced very substantially. Your abilities may have deteriorated to the point where walking half a block in 10 or 15 minutes is vigorous exercise for you. This can easily happen during the early stages of recovery. When your exercise program is interrupted by psychological, social, economic, occupational distractions, the loss of physical abilities, of course, will not be as great as the above example. It is important to understand that in most cases, no matter how much physical ability you have lost, you can probably gain it back with a proper exercise program. For example, it is common for professional athletes to experience serious injuries that require surgery, and their physical abilities may be reduced to the level of a physically disabled person. However, after months of exercise, they are very often once again in top shape and competing successfully at the professional athletic level. Unfortunately, most people do not have the positive attitudes and motivation that professional athletes have, and when they are struck by illness, it is common for them to give up exercise for many months or even permanently. They realize that because of their illness, they have lost a great deal of strength and physical ability. However, they do not realize that in most cases, all of the physical abilities that they lost can be gained back in weeks or months by a proper program of physical exercise. In some cases, this may require medical assistance, including a well-trained physical therapist. With a good exercise program, sometimes people end up stronger than they were before their illness. However, there are medical circumstances where individuals lose certain physical abilities permanently, and they cannot regain all of the strength they lost before their illness. This is not a good excuse to give up exercise. Even when an exercise program cannot restore all that was lost, it can usually greatly improve strength, endurance, health, and the quality of life. There are situations where a medical problem can necessitate temporary or permanent changes in an exercise routine. For example, joggers sometimes encounter serious problems with their feet. In such a case, bicycling at high speed on a conventional bicycle or a stationary exercise bike would be a good alternative in most cases. Doing vigorous low-impact aerobic dancing might also be a good substitute for the jogging. The important idea to keep in mind is we all eventually get sick and must stop our exercise program temporarily. This is actually almost a certainty, even if you have never been sick in your life. If you keep this in mind, you will be ready to regain your strength and physical abilities very rapidly each time you get sick. The idea to keep in mind is that after an illness, you will have to regain your strength by progressively increasing the level of your exercise sessions. This can involve slow walking for a couple of blocks, which is gradually increased in speed and in distance, until you return to your previous levels, such as jogging 3 miles in 30 minutes. Keep in mind that I am using jogging as an example here, and the same idea would apply to any type of exercise. For more information on cardiovascular exercise, consult the following internet videos and websites. Videos on aerobics cardiovascular exercise. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.